Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience, we have another great hour that's coming up for you guys today. We're going to kick things off by speaking to recording artist Joseph Eid. He's making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. He's definitely going to be doing that in 2015 as he's promoting his album, Human. You guys are going to be hearing a single from that project. It's called Ready Now a little bit later. But we'll talk to Joseph not only about the album, what it's been like for him to share the message with his fans, as well as, of course, to be a part of these great videos that he's been able to create. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be speaking to another great guest on our program, supermodel and also TV personality, Adrian Janik. She'll be making her first appearance on our program. Many of you guys know her as a Ford supermodel. We're going to talk to her not only about the platform that she has to be able, of course, to bring attention to causes that matter to her, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to share her love of cars with you guys as well. She's also going to be giving some great safety tips as the weather is changing, so you guys definitely want to stay tuned for that. Again, it's going to be a great hour for our radio audience, and for those joining us online, two great segments coming up for you guys. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, Joseph Eid is joining us today. Joseph, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. How are you? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the album, Human. We're going to be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. I know we got it from our partner at Amazon.com. But, Joseph, what has this process been like for you to be able to not only to create music that matters to you, but then to see other people kind of resonate with it?
Incredible. Just simply magical, for lack of a better word. The album Human is kind of like this one album for me. No matter how many albums I produce after this, I know that this will be a very special one because for me as an artist, this is my first full-length record that I've released, and it encompasses songs that I've written over the last 10-plus years of my life. So when you do your first full-length record, it just includes your best stuff and stuff that's just, you know, songs that that signify different parts of your life, and they're also so important to, like, little babies, you know. So it was just such a thrill to record it and just see the process from the beginning, you know, just from the acoustic versions of the songs and bringing in musicians and building and harmonies and then to have the release. It's just been so wonderful. And the fact that people are really connecting with it, and I'm getting so many just wonderful comments and feedback from people saying how much it's uplifting them. That's just the icing on the cake for me. It's really wonderful.
Well, you're definitely one of those individuals, Joseph, that you're taking full advantage of the opportunities out there as far as being able to add a different dimension to music. You're using new media in a great way. I mean, the videos that you've been able to do, and I've got a chance to watch some of them when I was prepping for this segment, especially for the title track for Human, and even for the single that we're going to listen to, Be Ready Now, to be able to see those brought to life. I mean, it's one thing for you to enjoy another artist's, you know, videos, but what has it been like for you to know that people are enjoying videos for your own music?
Really, really great. You know, I'm a firm believer of, like, if you have a lot of fun doing something, then other people are going to enjoy it as well. And that's what the videos have been for me. They've just been this really, really enjoyable process. You know, I listen to these songs and I go, well, you know, in this day and age, people like to have something to watch. You know, we're a very visual, media-oriented society now. And you know, it's much more likely that someone who doesn't know you is going to listen to your song if you have a video out there, you know, give them something to look at. And I thought, well, if people are going to do that, I might as well give them something interesting. And I've been fortunate to have met some just great visual artists, like the two guys that did Human and Ready Now, the videos for those two songs. I just simply met on Craigslist ads, just putting out ads for animators who are interested in working with independent artists. And I had a story in mind of videos, and they really did such a beautiful job bringing those ideas to life. And so it's been a lot of fun, and I love that people are enjoying them. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, well, there definitely are. And, you know, I think that there are very interesting messages that you're able to share, especially in that video, Human. I think really kind of stripping it down to us all being the same. And, you know, especially as that video kind of goes along. And the other thing I wanted to say about that video that I noticed, because I watched it a couple of times, because I was sure I missed something the first time, and surely I did. But I think, you know, the courage to be different, I think that is the other message that I got from that. Mm-hmm. Has that always been something easy for you, though? As an artist, to be different, to set yourself apart?
No, it has not always been easy. And I think that's been one of my great lessons in life, is just to come into my own and to, at the end of the day, know that what makes me human, what makes me individual, what makes all of us really the brightest lights we can be, is our individuality and is the fact that we, you know, we all have different desires and different ways that we like to look at things and see things. And I think, you know, growing up, it was hard for me to, I was really just wanting to fit in, like a lot of us, you know. And at some point, I just realized that to be an artist, and to be an artist is somewhat to choose to be a leader in some way, because you are, you know, putting yourself out there in a certain spotlight. So there's a responsibility to it, and you are, I think the ultimate responsibility is to yourself, to be who you are, because I think when we do that, you know, it allows other people to do it. And acceptance and tolerance is the only way that, you know, we will just keep advancing as a society. So some of my greatest people that I admire the most are those who are just have always the courage to be who they are and speak their minds. So, yeah, it hasn't always been easy for me. And I would say in the last few years, it's really become much easier, and the more you do it and the more you just, you know, are just yourself, the more you realize it's actually not that hard, but you know, just stepping out for the first time is, you know.
And, you know, I think it also shows other people, Joseph, what's possible for them. And that's the other great thing about it, you
Absolutely.
Know, being able to show them by example. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Joseph Eid is making his first appearance on our program today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. And he's doing it in a very big way now through his new project, Human. He's actually going to be touring quite a bit next year. I'm going to talk to him about that here in a moment, as well as let you guys know how you can stay connected with Joseph. You know, I listened to the album, and again, I was streaming it through Amazon.com, Joseph, and the other thing that I thought was so interesting is that there really seems to be almost, you know, a soundtrack of life here. You talk about, you know, you kind of begin it by talking about, you know, relationships, something that we all kind of form. And then, of course, with Human, you know, you kind of show us, you know, how, you know, regardless of who we are, you know, we all are, you know, we all are human. And really, I think the great message of that song, too, is the importance of enjoying the moment and living in the moment and appreciating, instead of thinking so far ahead, really appreciating where you are. But then there's a song like Take a Breath, and then you get into a song like Rain, What Will You Do? You know, I mean, did you know going into this project that you would not only touch on so many different themes, but also share that appreciation for life and relationships throughout?
You know, it was one of those things that when the album started coming together, I started to realize, wow, this actually has a certain flow and everything makes sense. And then I named it Human because it just seemed so appropriate. I mean, I had written a song called Human, but it seemed like every song dealt with one part of the human condition that everybody could relate to. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you like, what you don't like. It just seemed to just make sense. So I guess going into it, I didn't really have that plan. I didn't have that strategy, but things come together, you know. Sometimes things are meant to be, and they just fall where they need to. And the sequencing of the album as well just kind of happened to fall into place. So, again, you know, it was just me sharing my experiences and things and being really vulnerable, honest, and authentic as I could be. And I think in that, no matter how specific your stories are, in fact, the more specific your stories are, the more universal they are in the end, because then you're dealing with real emotions, you know?
Right. And I think, too, you know, it goes to, again, the messages of the songs. And, you know, we're going to be listening to Ready now. We're going to actually get that song ready.
Cool.
But, you know, I think, you know, that's another fun video where you're able to kind of, you know, see yourself being kind of brought to life, you know, in you know, on this video. Talk to us a little bit about that single and how it came about.
That single, it's funny because that song I had written much more recently. You know, I actually did this. Really, I'll tell you really quick, just because any artists out there listening or writers would appreciate this. I did this challenge with a friend of mine where we wrote 20 songs in one day. And it was this exercise where every half hour you just pump out a song. And a lot of them you don't use, but Ready Now came out of that day. There was a few songs that came out of that day. But I never thought it would be like the leading track. But once I recorded it and started to kind of play it for a couple of close friends, they were like, whoa, dude, this is really catchy. This is really good. And in the end, I went, okay, well, this has to be the first track. And as far as the video goes, I wanted to make that video a live-action video at first, but just the point of, like, out of necessity sometimes comes creativity. I didn't really have the means to produce a full real video with the crew and paying for insurance and actors and locations, and I just thought, oh, I can't do this now. I just spent, you know, all my money recording an album here. So I thought, well, what's the next best thing? And I thought, wow, I could do an animation. Maybe I could get someone to do a cartoon of it and still get the story across. And in the end, I think it really worked out even better because it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek song, you know. It's a serious song about a relationship and someone that I care deeply about that I had to, you know, kind of let go of. But I think we all have that one person in our lives that is the one that got away, the one that you're going, 10 years later, you're like, why am I still dreaming about you? This is crazy. I don't even, you know. But that's kind of where that song came from. So a lot of it is based on, you know, real feelings. But, of course, it's stretched a little bit, and there's a little humor in it, I think, that people can appreciate.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I totally agree with you about the humor part because I thought, you know, normally it's not the guy who sings, you know, I think you're ready now, you know, to fall in love with me. So, you know, so for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Joseph Eid with Ready Now from his new album, Human. We'll be back with our conversation with Joseph right after this. Stay with us.
I grew so many little hearts for you, but they died untended. Well, I've been watching you real close lately, been working out at your gym, and I've been talking to all your friends to tell me that you broke up with him. I think you're ready now, I think you're ready now, I think you're ready to love me. I think you're ready now, I think you're ready now, I think you're ready to love me. The secret laws of attraction, baby, I made a school out of them. I built my vision boards as high as heaven, I stuck you all over them. And my obsession never really died,
now we've gone.
ready now. I think you're ready now. I think you're ready to love me.
That was Joseph Eve with Ready Now from his new album, Human. We've been talking to Joseph today not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. I want to talk to you about the contrast, Joseph, of being in the studio recording, you know, writing, and, you know, having that time alone to then doing what you're going to be doing, especially next year, being able to meet your fans and to be able to perform those songs. Take us into the live experience for you. What is it like for you to be up on that stage and to see that instant reaction to the music?
That's a great question, Cyrus. In the past, I used to feel like the studio experience and the experience of writing and this kind of individual experience that I have is very different from the stage experience. It used to feel different for me. But lately, it's interestingly enough, the stage experience is starting to feel very similar because there's something that happens when I, you know, a lot of the shows that I play tend to be more intimate shows. I've played a lot of house concerts and, you know, just listening rooms and stuff like that. And I feel like it can really connect with people and really be, I feel like I'm in my living room with them and I kind of let them in. And I think that's what makes my show, you know, exciting for me and exciting for everybody else, is it's more of a storytelling and talk about the music and stuff like that. So I just feel like every time I play now, it's just like my friends in that room, you know, and it's like we're about to go on this experience together. And it feels very much like home for me. So it's not like a different persona in any way. It's not like an amped up part of what I'm doing. I just think it's just as intimate, in fact, much more intimate than obviously the studio recordings. I tend to play a lot of shows solo. But, yeah, it's just this give and take. Even though I'm up there performing for the audience, I feel very much like that energy coming back, and I feel people really, like, nodding their heads and really relating with the subject matters. And that's really what I could hope for. That's what my idea of a good show is, people leave there feeling like, wow, you know, I'm looking at this problem I have differently, or I'm inspired to change this, or, hey, that song made me think about that, because ultimately that's what music did for me, and that's why I got into it. I think it's such a beautiful, creative form of therapy, really.
Right. You know, since you said that about it being therapy, Joseph, I thought about, again, some videos that I saw on YouTube, and, you know, you've not only been able to, you know, share your own music, but also, of course, you've done covers as well, something that we see, you know, especially through, you know, through YouTube. But, you know, what is that? I mean, I was curious, is there more pressure for covering another artist's music than it is in doing your own?
I would say so. I would probably say so. The difference is, you know, if you're covering like an artist you really, really respect and admire, you know, you want to do the song justice, of course, and, you know, you look up to some performers and stuff like that. But at the same time, I think that goes away when you as an artist decide to just make it your own. And, you know, like I have a Christmas song out now. I cover Blue Christmas, which was made famous by Elvis Presley. And everybody's recorded that song. But, you know, when I kind of got my hands on that song, I just started playing it on my guitar and something came out and I just went, wow, this feels very organic for me. This feels like a song that I could have just written right now. And when it becomes that, then all of a sudden there's no competition anymore. You're not trying to compete with any of the artists who did it or who made it famous or wrote it. It just becomes your own filter of that song. So that definitely tends to take a lot of that pressure off. You know, and then the pressure with releasing your own material is, it's like your soul. It's like, you know, this is what I have to say. This is, you know, and I don't know if anyone's going to relate to this. I don't know if people are going to think I'm crazy, or I don't know if everybody's going to think this is the best thing. So you actually never know until you play that song. Like, sometimes I write new songs, and I always say it doesn't matter how great I think it is in my apartment. The second I step on stage and play it for people, that's when it's truly born, because all of a sudden it takes on a different form. And you know right away, you go, okay, this song's going to make it, or this song's not going to make it. You right. just know it in that moment.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of the fascinating things, I think, Joseph, of being able to go through this process with you through music, being able to see, you know, how you've been able to make songs your own, as well as, of course, how your own distinctive voice comes through as it does in a project like Human. Again, everyone, Joseph Eid has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the love of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share that with you guys through the new project, Human. I mentioned earlier, Joseph, that you're going to be touring, going to be out, you know, sharing the music. Mm-hmm. How can our listeners stay connected with you, as well as how can they get the project for themselves?
The most solid way is my website, because my website is like this just all-inclusive place, which has tour dates, it has the links to my social media, and there's a mailing list, an email list that you could just sign up on the homepage. And usually I have the most recent videos up there and stuff like that. And that is josepheidmusic.com, and the last name is spelled E-I-D. So josepheidmusic.com for kind of like everything. But on the socials, really easy, Joseph Eid Music everywhere. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Joseph Eid Music. We've made it really easy for everyone. And, so tour dates are on there. And the album is available on iTunes, on Amazon, CD Baby. And CD Baby actually has the hard copy of the CD. So if you actually want to get a real CD, for anybody out there who still does that, I know I still do that. It's weird, but I love it. I still go out and buy CDs because I have an old card that doesn't play like recorded CDs. Anyway, it's a long story. But for anybody who wants a CD, definitely, you know, it's available on Amazon, and CD Baby is a hard CD. But otherwise, digitally, pretty much everywhere. And the artwork in the CD is really, I'm proud of it because, you know, a friend of mine who's a great photographer, Jacopo Manfriend, he's an Italian guy. He's a great photographer, and we came up with really some cool artwork for it. So sometimes it's nice to have that. Sometimes people want that, so.
Exactly. Well, definitely take advantage of staying connected with Joseph, josepheidmusic.com, as you said, as well as, of course, through social media as well. Joseph, man, congratulations to you on the project, and thank you so much for the conversation today. Really glad you could come on.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm so glad I connected with you, and thanks for your time.
Looking forward to staying connected with you for 2015 as well.
Definitely, well, man. Have a happy holiday, everybody, and thank you, Cyrus.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We thank you as well. Again, everyone, Joseph Eid has been our guest for this first segment. A great conversation with him, not only about the album, but also, of course, what's to come from him as well. I think, you know, one of the big takeaways for anybody out there, regardless of what your profession or interest might be, is the importance of bringing forth the best of yourself. I think that's one of the things I took away from this conversation with Joseph. You know, there's nothing like, of course, being able to put your own stamp on the world, and you can do that by just being yourself, you know, being uniquely you. And if you're able to do that, the best will always shine through. That's what's happening with Joseph, and that's what can happen for all of you. Now, for our radio audience, there's more Conversations Live to come. As I said at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be speaking with Adrienne Janik. She, of course, is a Ford supermodel as well as a television personality. Many of you know her from the show on TLC, Overhauling. We're going to talk to her not only about her love of, you know, of all things beautiful, but also her love of cars as well. And then, of course, what tips she has for you guys as you're heading out on the road, especially as the weather is changing. For our online listeners, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, you guys can go back and catch the replay right after we go off the air through our social media links there at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.